systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is a Wednesday, October 20th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank your Android. Thank my Android is right.
This is episode 413, of course, thejamhole.com/live is where you should be watching these every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 406-204-4687. Call, say hey, what's up? So, you know what happens in 2 days?
What?
I turn 30.
Oh my fuck.
I'm not looking forward to that still.
It's really not that big of a deal, dude.
Yeah, that's funny, because everyone I talk to says your life is over. So,
dude, okay, you're gonna feel the exact same way you did the day before.
Turning 20, turning 10,
right.
Turning 1.
You know, it's not that big of a deal, okay? You're still alive, you're still healthy, sort of.
The older I get, the quicker time goes by. What's up with that? Am I a time traveler?
Yeah, that is kind of weird. I've noticed
that.
Are
you the time traveler's
wife? Like, when you're a kid and you're looking forward to turning, like, 10 or 14 or something like that.
Yeah, your perception of time is completely skewed.
Yeah, and, like, it seems like I just turned 24 and I'm getting ready to turn 25. So, I mean, it does go by a lot faster.
Well, like, I remember being, like, you know, a little kid, like, in, you know, third, fourth grade, and going anywhere seemed like it took for fucking ever. And then, you know, as the older you get, your perception of time gets a little more accurate. So, like, an hour when I was a kid was like, fuck,
I know. Hour,
what the, and now it's like an hour is a show and we're done and
I know.
Time like, flies.
When they would force you to take naps and stuff in school and they're like, you have to lay down for 35 minutes or whatever, you'd be like, oh, and it felt like days.
Or when you're grounded for 10 minutes, you're
I know.
Like, fuck, dude.
And now I'm like, God, I just want to take a nap. And I take a nap and I'm like, I tell my uncle, I'm like, wake me up in an hour. And he wakes me up and I'm like, motherfucker, it's over?
I just fell asleep.
I know. I'm like, what is going on? But you'll be fine, okay? And I won't leave you because you're 30.
Not worried. Did I say anything about worrying about you leaving?
I'm going to trade you in for a newer, younger model.
Just do it.
I'm not gonna, though.
Oh.
I don't want a newer, younger model. I have the model that I want. The matte fucking 1980 version.
It's a good thing I'm not aging like computers. That
yes.
That would be bad.
Yes. Very bad. Well, you know, we just keep getting updates for you and
right.
We'll be okay.
Awesome. Until the manufacturer stops supporting my hardware.
Right. Right.
And then I'm screwed.
Yes.
So, what the internet has taught me today.
What's that?
Or last night.
What?
Angry Birds.
Oh, amazing God. You know,
game.
Everyone
wow.
at my work
wow.
has that game. And
wow.
they're all like, wow, play it. And I mentioned it to you. And I was like, hey, you should check it out. Cause it looks
and I was
really
like,
cool.
That sounds so stupid.
And then what happened?
Well, it is so stupid,
but it's so
fun.
It's like the
oh
fucking abduction
God.
Game. It's addictive
oh
as fuck.
Oh, my God. I was like dreaming about
I have not downloaded it yet for
birds.
That reason.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm trying to stay away from it because I know I won't get any work done if I get that fucking
well,
game.
For me, it's kind of nice because it's not a fast-paced moving game. And I got to say huge props to Rovio or whatever their name is for making a pretty awesome game, just real simple, but it's puzzly, it's a fun game. But this game is cool. You can put the Droid X in your car dock while you're driving, and you can play it.
While you're driving?
Right, because it's not constantly moving. You can wait till you get a stoplight, and you're like, ding.
Oh, okay, so wah. You're not, like, timed or anything?
Right, yeah, no, you could sit there all day and
cool.
listen to the pigs oink, and I can hear the sound through the car speakers.
Oh, that's so cool.
So awesome. I'm immersed in the game. But, yeah, definitely a fun, addictive game.
Why are the pigs green?
Because they stole the birds' eggs, and that's why the birds are angry.
But why are the pigs green?
Because...
Did they eat the eggs and
probably,
get sick?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay.
Birds are wily like that. They'll poison their own eggs just so you get sick.
Yeah, and they suicide bomb pigs.
I know. They don't fuck around.
They're like, you took my egg up.
They're so angry. I'm like, damn.
But now who's going to raise the babies?
These Tweety should have learned a lesson from these angry birds. That bird would have whooped that cat's ass. All like, put me in the slingshot.
The bird did whoop the cat's ass like all the time.
Kinda. Grammy.
Granny.
Granny kind of whooped the cat's ass most of the time.
Love Granny.
I know. Chasing my goddamn bird, Sylvester. So, the mixtape, that's free. That's up at thejamhole.com/music. 13 tracks, me and Lyrical. Go get it. It's our rap music project. It's good stuff. Download it, burn it, give it to all your friends. We got stickers, for the Hotbox and for the Jam Hole. So, thejamhole.com/POBOX. Send us self-addressed stamp envelope or /donate. Send us a few bucks, and I will send you stickers. And that is totally awesome. So, do you want to talk about the TV show we just started watching?
Sure.
What do you think of it so far?
I found
this is something else the internet taught me yesterday. The Event.
It's all right. I just got to get into it a little bit more. I've only seen the first two episodes.
I never even heard of it, and I just found it, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
It's seeming pretty cool. It's got a lot of good actors in it, for sure.
Does it remind you of any show in particular?
Well, yeah, the giant fucking looking Stargate portal thing in the sky.
Okay.
It's like Atlantis.
Does the whole show itself kind of remind you of anything?
No.
The way it goes back and forth and reveals things really slowly. Little show called Lost. Does it not remind you of Lost at all?
I didn't get into Lost.
Well, I believe it's made by the same people.
This is probably why I'm not going to get into this.
Probably.
I
watched the first episode yesterday while I was waiting for Sandy to get here for the Hotbox, and that never happened because she was having some car problems, and she had to, like, hike all the way back to her house.
Dude, that sucks.
Because she didn't have a phone. I was like, you should have called me. I would have came and got you. She's like, yeah, I still don't have a phone that works. And I'm like, oh, well, that sucks. Dude. So I started watching that, and I watched the first episode. And I was like, fuck. Fuck me. And then
I need to know what happened.
Second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one. Yeah, I watched all five. I was like, man, this is actually pretty good.
I'm not digging the fucking going back in time and going forward. That really aggravates me.
I Twittered something about that last night while I was watching it. I'm like, is it just
so annoying,
or is this bugging the holy shit out of anybody else?
Yeah,
but it's kind of. I think it's worth it. Just because
it's getting good. I gotta say, it's kind of cool. Whatever. You know, I might get into it. Maybe.
Was looking for something to kill some time yesterday while I was waiting for her, and that I was like, huh. And I got way into it just because I like.
Obviously,
that kind of stuff.
You watched all five episodes.
I couldn't stop. I was like, fuck, I need more.
But the guy in the CIA, the dark haired dude.
Yeah.
He's in Surface. He's one of the main guys in Surface trying to chase down or trying to cover up the animal thing.
Yep.
Trying to cover all that shit up. And he was like a clone and shit because you see pictures of him as like a 20-year-old dude all the way back in like the 1930s and shit.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know. But I don't know. It's just weird. I haven't seen him really in anything else besides that. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a lot of good actors and stuff in it, though. So
very amusing. And then last night, there's a new Steven Seagal movie out.
Oh, wonderful!
Oh, what a pile! Let me tell you about a pile of shit movie called Born to Raise Hell.
Have you watched it?
I did. I fell asleep through the last half of it, but it's like. It's like these guys had a budget, and they hired Steven Seagal, and then they were like, just do every karate move you know, and we'll film it, and then we'll slow it down a little bit.
Add a little bit of a story.
It was such a piece of shit movie. It's so
really?
Stupid. It's like he's playing the lawman from that TV show in this movie. He's confused. Steven is a very confused gentleman right now, I think.
The Steven Seagal cop thing.
You know, he was a bad motherfucker. My dad was into that shit. Like, Out to Kill or Out for Justice, Hard to Kill, Those ones, total classics. Classic Steven Seagal, man. He was a badass.
But now
I
he
think.
Should just retire and
maybe,
leave it alone.
Maybe now that I'm older, I should revisit those and see if
they
still are
still that awesome.
Right, because maybe it was
or if
my...
he still has the corny acting and
maybe
shit.
Maybe it was my stupid perception of being a child.
He's quite corny if you watch the cop
quite.
Thing. Yeah, he's like he says like the
with
dumbest
his,
shit
with his fake ass fucking Mexican accent.
I know, dude. He puts it's that so on when stupid. He's arresting Mexicans.
I know.
And, like, he'll put a different accent
his
on
Ebonic
when he's
accent.
Or, like arresting fucking ghetto people yeah. and
ghetto people.
You know, people in the ghetto.
Oh right.
Like LaBrina Brown's family.
Oh, whites or right. blacks.
Right.
Okay.
Any.
But mostly black.
Most.
Well, right.
You know. Anyway, but
yeah
dude,
what
he
a
put,
piece
he puts
of
on
shit.
Some fake ass accent every time. It's weird.
I wonder what he's... He probably sounds like this.
I know, right?
My name's Steven Seagal. And then he acts, and he's, why don't you come over here, man?
That's so stupid.
It's so stupid. It was a stupid movie.
What a corny motherfucker.
Like I said, I was looking for shit to kill time with. That was before I found Angry
That's
Birds.
That's definitely
obviously,
killing some time.
Because now I'm looking for more time.
To kill time.
With Angry Birds.
With Angry
right.
Birds. Right.
Right.
Killing time.
Like,
Angry
time
Birds.
Is on a tower of blocks and glass, and I need to just take Angry Birds and shoot it down. That's how I kill time. What a piece of shit. Fuck. All right, you want to see something creepy? TheJamHole.com/live here for our live listeners. Enjoy that. A handless model in Belgium who posed topless... Ooh, I want to see that picture. For... as part of a campaign to raise awareness of disability issues, has become an overnight celebrity after being inundated with interview requests from all over Europe. Is that just weird? She's hot, for sure. Can you set nice. That down and maybe pay attention for an hour?
Brayden was texting me, okay?
And
he said, I told him, I was like, why don't you hang out? Because he messaged me on GChat. And I was like... Why don't you, we're doing the show. Why don't you come hang out, watch the show, and chill in the chat?
Because the jam hole sucks, dude.
And
why would I
like,
do that?
He's like, I don't want to sit at home in the chat. He's like, if I wanted to watch it, I'd just come over. And
right.
I was like, okay, well, we're doing the show now. So,
did you tell him Friday is my birthday and we're having a party here? Ryan's going to be here. We're going to have a show party.
Well, maybe you
Friday.
Should tell him.
Well, maybe I will.
Okay.
So is that creepy or what?
Yes.
She's hot, but she's missing her hands. How do you think
both of them?
I hope not. How if she is, how do you think she gives a hand job?
She does not.
She does. She uses her feet.
She does a nub job.
A nub job like this? That's
yes.
awesome. smiling directly at the camera, glamorous 35-year-old Hanja Kiwi.
Really pretty face.
Posed for the shoot in a plunging black bra, which adorned an advert which read, look me in the eyes, ..
No.
I said the eyes. I would look you in the eyes if I wasn't so... focused on looking at your weird handless
nub.
Arm. I can't help it.
She has really pretty eyes.
I know. Like, if I could stop
she's
staring.
She's got a gorgeous face, but
well, right.
Those nubs are just...
I can't stop looking
yeah.
at the nubs.
nubs.
I want to look at her face. I want to look at her tits, but there's like
the
thing.
Nub
it's right
there.
It's like a little tit on her arm. Maybe they look like two little titties. Could you, like, with a little nipple sticking out, like, where part of a finger might have been, like this?
Ew, dude, ew.
It'd be cool if she could wiggle it just a little bit. The advert has been so successful that the charity has raised more than 4 million euros from an annual telethon. It's like $8 million almost. 10% more than the previous year. According to the newspaper, she's become an overnight star ever since the photograph appeared late last month with magazines and TV crews all across Europe clamoring to interview the graphic designer. How do you... Oh, wait, you use a touchpad, right? With your nub. Like, how would you graphically design anything like
you
that?
You have mouthpieces and stuff like that. You can do shit like
do you think
that
she
with.
Draws with her mouth?
No, silly.
What?
Never mind, dude.
If she draws,
you just have to look it up because people can do shit without their hands on a computer.
She okay? says, I've been besieged on Facebook. Mostly the reactions have been great. Really positive feedback. I've got journalists from all around the world calling. It's been a bit crazy.
Hmm. That's
And yes, she, apparently she does have one hand.
Oh, okay.
So she could, she could in fact give you a hand job.
And do her graphic designing without some weird thing.
Right. One.
Right.
That's so weird.
Well, I mean,
do you think her tits are all weird looking?
I wonder, was she born like that?
I don't know. It didn't say. That'd be interesting if she was not.
Well, I don't see like a crazy weird scar at the bottom or anything, so.
Right. It's more like a deformity.
Yeah.
Huh? That's so weird. Like, I can't stop. That's going to be my wallpaper because I cannot stop staring at it. I'm going to put it on my phone. I'm going to Chrome to phone it.
Hmm? Her face is gorgeous, though.
I know.
Like.
If you blocked that, can we crop? If you cropped that picture, she would look normal.
Yeah, dude, she.
And then you meet her in real life because you hook up with her online. You're like, damn, she is so hot. She gives you the MySpace angle. Nub totally hidden. And you go to shake her hand. She's like, no, just give me the nucks. And you're like, well, why? And she's like, because that's kind of all I have here.
So.
All right, well, moving on. Let's talk about some more deformities here. This is,
all right.
This
is, I like deformities.
Something near and dear to her heart.
To my heart.
This gentleman, Texas gentleman from Fort Worth. Weird. His name is Dallas, but he lives in Fort Worth. So don't.
Okay.
Don't confuse that. Okay.
My cousin used to live in Fort Worth.
He wants to be able to smile, to smell the rain, to feel his 3-year-old daughter.
Whoa.
Kiss him. But he cannot. Do you know why?
Why?
Because 2 years ago, his face was burned away in a horrible electrical accident that also left him blind. The doctors were able to transfer skin and muscle from his back and thighs onto his charred skull. He still is missing lips, a nose, and eyebrows. After about 2 dozen surgeries, here, I'll...
do we have a picture?
Yes, we do. You're goddamn
Yay.
Right we do. Here you go, live listeners.
Oh,
TheJamHole.com/live. Watch the shows live if you don't want to wait for the show notes to see these. Or
go,
just
whoa.
Google it and find it
he
yourself.
He looks like one of those things.
He's 25.
In a video game. What video game was it?
No.
Like a Resident Evil, dude.
The Wall. He looks like one of those things from Pink Floyd, The Wall. For real. He has a little slit where his mouth is, and
that's
about
has.
It. Everything else has been grafted over the top of it's Darkman.
He has ears and a mouth.
He is Darkman.
He has
and
no
those,
eyes.
He's got a pretty sweet goatee, though, kind of.
Kind of.
Kind of.
He has no
that's
eyes.
That's pubic hair.
No, nothing. Like, the skin has grown over his eye sockets.
They grafted it like that because he burned his face so horribly. That's so
fucked.
Are
they going to be able to, like, make holes and stuff for his eyes and like, do something about that?
I don't
that?
Know.
Or he probably won't ever get his eyes back.
After about 2 dozen surgeries, the new federal healthcare law has helped make him eligible to become perhaps the third person in the world, or in the U.S., to ever undergo face transplant.
Well, he needs one.
He definitely needs one. If ever there was a case for a face transplant, this is the guy.
This is the guy.
Quote... No, he says, I do miss my sight, says Wines. His name is Dallas Wines. He lost his eyes in the accident, both of them. Ooh. But
yeah.
I miss the sensation of my face and my sense of smell the most, except when I fart. Wines underwent dozens of physical and psychological tests before Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, one of only 2 U.S. centers to perform the procedure. Approved him as a candidate this month. The federal health care law helped him overcome one hurdle by allowing the 25-year-old Fort Worth man, whose name is Dallas, to be covered by his father's insurance to pay for the expensive medication he'll need after the op. He is likely to wait months more, according to the doctors, before a donor is found. How do you find a face donor? Does it matter? Do you get to pick your new face? And can you sue them when your new face does not look anything like it did in the picture? This is what I ordered. This is what I got. Okay, this is what I ordered. This is what I got. Ordered? Got. Hmm?
Well, I'm sure
not
that...
Not the same. Not the same at
I'm
all.
I'm sure that a face transplant, like if you took my face off and put it on some other person, it's not going to look exactly the same after that. It's going to be kind of fucked. You know?
Yeah, all the... Every time Hannibal Lecter did it, it never really looked real, you know? MDS says he looked like his face was blurred out. Like, yeah, no picture, no pictures. It's yeah, okay, yeah. We'll Photoshop it. Or you can just get badly disfigured in an electrical fire.
Dude, that looks so bad.
Berger says, I was betting it was caused by meth. MDS says he hit a power line on a boom lift. Not meth, just a dumbass. he went, quote, I'm a little nervous, as you can expect with any major procedure like this. I'm extremely excited over the possibility of having a normal life back. Well,
not necessarily normal.
Let's not get our hopes up. There's no words to describe what that would be like.
Dude, yeah, that, I don't know, man. I don't know.
It wouldn't be like a normal life. I'm telling you that.
I would probably kill myself.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I would move somewhere where it was Halloween all the time. What's that? Where Jack Skeleton lived. I'd
Skellington?
Be Jack. Yes, I'd be Jack Skeleton's neighbor.
Skellington.
Thank you. Him, too. I'd be both of their neighbors.
No, that's his, you ass. God, it's not Jack Skeleton. It's Jack Skellington.
Or I would move to Castle Grayskull and be one of Skeletor's right-hand men. Henchmen.
Skeletor.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Dude, yeah, he looks like one of the characters from Resident Evil, like in the hospital.
I still say Pink Floyd the Wall. He looks like those faceless things. If you guys
Did you ever play Resident Evil?
Yes, I've played Resident Evil.
That's what they look like. Faceless things.
Hey, have you ever played Angry Birds?
Oh my God.
Wines has no memory of the November 08 accident that took his face. Working at...
Good thing.
Yeah, I'd probably not want to remember the day my face burned off completely.
You think?
And they had to graft my back to my face, and like, now I don't even have a face.
My strongest memory is the day I lost my face.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't want to remember
that.
I
dream about it every fucking night.
I would fucking pay to get that memory drilled out of my head.
Working as a contractor, I'm sure all the pain pills they gave him is helping with that.
Probably.
Working as a contractor, he was helping his brother and uncle paint a church.
Whoa!
Whoa, thanks. Hey, high five, Jesus. While high, above the ground on a boom lift, he hit a power line. Hey, call before you dig. Ugh. And look up. What? Look before you leap, or you might get your face burned off. Right. So, he should hook up with the handless hot chick and make porn for me.
No.
Make me some porn. Thank
that
you.
That would be disgusting, dude.
That would be awesome.
No.
MDS says, or wait, what? Oh, Berger says, so Danny, how did the meatloaf sell tonight?
Oh, dude, that shit fucking flew off the line, man. One of my coworkers, Billy, was working that night. I put it in the ovens, and he ended up taking it out, and it was selling for his
shift. Everyone liked it?
Oh, dude, he said he's like, as soon as one piece went out, he's like, after that, that's all everybody ordered. It was just boom, meatloaf, boom, meatloaf,
boom. Was that your recipe?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. A little, you know, couple different things in it since I wasn't making it for you. So it was
going back to the story real quick. Berger says, did he thank God for his miracle?
Right. But dude,
that's
shit,
the funniest joke all show.
That shit flew off the fucking shelf, man. It was gone in a matter of a couple hours. It was gone. He's like, yeah, it was completely ran out. I guess he did some mashed potatoes and some mashed potatoes and gravy and shit with it or whatever. But yeah, it was fucking awesome.
Good.
Yep. And do you want to talk about that? We were going to go out to the cabin for your birthday this weekend.
Oh yeah, there's a lady I deliver to owns a cabin, and she was renting it out just to whoever, you know, just through word of mouth, not advertised or anything. I think we mentioned this before, but anyway, and I thought, hey, why don't we go up there for my birthday? That would be fun.
Right.
And so you can't get my birthday off, which is Friday, and then we were going to go up to the cabin Saturday, come back Sunday.
Right. And I was going to be able to because Matt, you know, my boss, just came back and everything and whatever, but I guess we're all having problems and stuff. And Billy, who came in to cover for Matt while he was gone, was going to stay for a little while to help out and fill in for spots, so that way Matt could have time to go to the studio, the other guy, Nate, could have time to do his play thing, and I could have time to go with you for your birthday and stuff. And everything was going to work out fine, and then...
Until it didn't.
Right. I mean...
Which is fine. I mean, we can go up the weekend after. It doesn't matter. It just... I thought it'd be cool for my birthday, you know, go up there and...
Well, Billy has to fly
place.
To Delaware for horrible family problems, so...
Okay.
Really, really bites.
Well, as long as he has a good excuse.
Oh, dude, I was like, man, I am not going to be upset at you for not fucking covering for me, because I'm not that...
I can't promise about Matt, but I won't be.
I'm just pretty serious. I was like, wow, man, and that really bites, you know, I've... Whatever, but... Yeah, it just really sucks. I hope everything turns out okay, but... I don't know. He's just dealing with some harsh shit right now, so...
Yeah.
I don't blame. I'm not going to be like, what? You're going to fly to Delaware instead of cover my shift?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm not a douchebag.
I don't care who's dying. You get your fucking ass in the kitchen. All right, speaking of having a shitty time here, Raleigh, North Carolina, a Raleigh man pled guilty Monday to a federal charge after technicians at Best Buy... That would be the Geek Squad.
Uh-huh.
Found child porn on his computer. If maybe just a little public service announcement. If you're into some sick shit and that sick shit is on a folder on your computer called sick shit, maybe burn it to a disc before... You have somebody else look at your shit. Because what one gentleman finds erotic and arousing, another finds to be a... What's it called?
Felony.
A felony, right. Devin Ray Norris, no age or address available, pled guilty to transportation of child porn... sentenced in January, faced up to 20 years in prison and $250,000 fine.
Good.
He took his desktop to Best Buy for repair, and the store's Geek Squad tech called the cops after finding child porn on the computer and making
wipe your shit before you fucking take it to get worked on.
He called the cops right after he made lots of backups and put it all over the internet, probably.
Right.
Federal agents then searched computer, found more than 3,000 porn images and 86 explicit videos. An analysis of Yahoo Messenger chats revealed that Norris planned to trade child porn. Do you have any? Go fish. Norris surrendered a second computer and several CDs to authorities, and they found hundreds of other porn on them.
Ew.
That computer had already been scrubbed of all images and videos, he said. So, how would you be so careless? I mean, I'm glad he was, and I'm glad he got caught, because there's a line.
But why would you fucking take your computer in to be worked on when you knew you had that shit on there? Unless he thought he deleted it, and it was in a... Another file somewhere.
No, you know better than that. If you know enough, like, the internet's a nasty place, but you don't just log on and boom, there's child porn. Like, you have to go searching for it.
Yeah.
So, if you know enough to do that...
Unless you get some weird virus.
Yeah, but still, I've never seen a virus that downloads child porn, you know? And I've seen a lot of fucking viruses, and they don't... What's the point of that? People write viruses for an end, like they're trying to attain something or cause something.
Yeah, send that person to prison because they have child porn on their fucking computer.
That seems like a waste.
Doing
to
it
me.
To somebody you hate? Yeah.
I don't think so. Because what are the chances that you do that and then somebody's going to find their computer or whatever? You know, that just seems like a
call
it's a
on
far
them,
stretch.
Be like, hey, this guy has child porn on his computer.
Hey, how do you know?
Be like, I walked by
I put it
his
there.
Office
I mean,
and I seen it.
I didn't put it there, but I, Burger says, true crypt for the win. Absolutely. People think that when you delete using the trash bin that their stuff is really deleted. It is very easy to find your deleted stuff. That's right.
Yes.
That's why we use erase and not just delete. Or you could use mince or you could use Kremlin. It deletes your shit, and then it writes random noise over it a bunch. It's good stuff.
Really?
Yep.
Cool.
And it has a thing that you can, this is kind of cool, you can enable it to where you press a certain code of keys,
uh-huh,
and it'll wipe all your drives completely.
Oh, that's scary, dude.
I know.
I don't know if I'd want that ever.
Yeah. Don't press Window M on that computer, please. So.
That's not good. I would never have that.
Okay, and dumbass of the episode award.
Okay.
Here. A 19-year-old Silver Spring man, he was killed when he leaned out of a truck traveling down the road to motion to friends walking in a field, and then, of course, the vehicle sideswiped a telephone pole and killed him.
Oh, dude, did it sever him?
Probably.
Oh,
pretty
beautiful.
Brutal.
God, that is an amazing image. You know what I've been getting into lately? This show.
Please tell me.
The show called A Thousand Ways to Die.
Oh, I saw a post about that.
Dude, and oh my God, it's really fucking funny. Some of them are really good, and they do some pretty cool reenactments where, like, they're gory as fuck. Every single chick on there is hot as fuck, though. Like,
nice. Do
every
they have
single
nubs?
One. Oh, no.
Nah, I'm not into it, then.
But, like, check this out. Like, they tell you stories about
how... I'm only into
how...
chicks with nubs now. So you're going to either have to...
No.
Lose it or move it. Right.
Whatever. Anyway. But they tell you different stories about how people die in these freak accidents. And they're all real. And they give you, you know, times and dates and places where they were at and all that crap.
Like they're based on real people.
Yes. Yes. These are all real stories. And they all have, like, cool quotes at the bottom, like what they're calling that accident at the time.
Hmm.
Let me just give you an example.
Oh, please.
Some chick, flat-chested chick, wanted breast implants. And she goes and she wants the cheapest ones she can find because she's broke.
Of course. And you get what you pay for in the world of breast implants, as we all know.
So she goes, gets the implants done. She's got double Ds. They're fucking perfect-looking tits. And she goes to get on a plane, and she gets up to a certain altitude, and her tits start swelling up.
Ooh.
And you find out that the implant was actually, it was so cheap that it was only like one step up from a water balloon.
It was a, okay.
And the water and, you know, the air in that compact little area
expanded
underneath the pressure.
That's disgusting.
It fucking, in the reenactment, it's so great. You see her tits just like swell up and everybody on the plane's like, she's got a bomb in her tits. And like,
wow.
They're freaking out and then just boom, blood and just shit everywhere. It was so great. And then they call at the end, the quote was titty, titty, bang, bang.
Wow.
It was so good. And there's some of them actually have, I think it's like every other episode, they do one where the person lives and you get to see the real person and see the actual footage from that accident.
Hmm.
One of them, a guy gets, he was working on one of those ships out in the ocean or whatever that they land planes on and shit.
Aircraft
carrier.
Yeah,
whatever those. And he said he'd been working, you know, he gets like 2 hours of sleep every day and blah, blah.
For
really
the military.
Tired.
Right.
Yes. And
we're pirates.
One of them, he was trying to get a plane ready to take off and he goes over there and he didn't duck far enough down and he got sucked into the engine.
Yep.
He went, bleep, he looked like a fucking rag doll.
He survived.
You hear it.
How the fuck do you
survive
that?
You see him go
that?
In, and then they shut the engines off immediately, and then you see him fucking crawl his way out and just fall and collapse.
Wow.
I was like, holy
That's pretty
fucking
epic,
shit.
Dude.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. It was so cool. Dude, You should download some of that sometime and watch that, dude.
I will legally sometime.
It's pretty badass, dude.
Okay.
I was like, fuck, the reenactments are cool as shit. Just blood and sexy chicks.
Well, maybe this will be on that show.
Huh?
Maybe this will be on that show.
All right.
So he, yeah, he died. Truck's occupants saw friends walking a field on the south side of the roadway. They yelled and waved, Heppner hanging out the window from waist up. The truck moved to the right, and he struck the phone pole.
Yay.
So. Yeah.
I saw a guy get severed on that show. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
They were like, they got all stoned, and dude was driving a fucking forklift, and his friend decided to get on one of those, like, rolling carts and like have a rope, you know, tied to it. So he's like kind of like surfing or whatever. But the rope was trailing behind him and the rope got stuck and the cart or the fucking forklift stopped because it couldn't go any further because it was stuck. But the guy was wrapped in it.
Nice.
And the guy, and he couldn't hear him because he had earbuds in and he just fucking kept like reaming on it and trying to go and trying to go. And the reenactment's so cool because you see him just and guts and stuff just vile everywhere.
What channel is that on? Is it like an HBO show?
Spike, I think.
Can they show that shit?
Well, I mean, it's just a reenactment.
But does it look... I didn't think you could show violent stuff like that on TV
very
much.
Dude, there's guts and blood and stomach contents.
Maybe
and
for
intestines
science.
And hearts and... Oh, it's so cool. And they showed actual footage of these kids dying from smoking some weird plant because they were on a desperate trip to get high. Like, actual footage of these kids just fucking dying.
Nice.
Like, I was like, damn, I'm like,
oh, and for
that's real.
For those of you wondering, in the live chat, there is a link Berger just posted. If you want to know how to give a good hand job, there you go. And if you want to print that out, maybe give it to your girlfriend or wife.
Who gives hand jobs anymore? Seriously.
I don't know. Kids?
You know how to give a good hand job?
To myself.
Use your
the
mouth.
Best.
That's a good hand job.
Says the girl who had to be brainwashed and manipulated slowly day by day into giving blowjobs.
I'm just saying that a hand job is not... It's fucking high school shit, dude. Mm,
give me one of those later. Fuck yeah.
I'll give you a real hand job with my hand.
Okay. Guys, listen. If you're going to cheat on your wife, hypothetically, or your girlfriend or whatever.
Please teach everyone how to cheat
I'm
on
going
their spouse.
To. Okay. Because I'm sick of seeing this. Okay, so everybody needs a GPS detector. Okay? You can get them online, I'm sure. So this chick, she was caught crawling around underneath her ex-boyfriend's vehicle. Led to the closure of most of the City Hall parking garage this week here in Kansas City. Police later detonated a device that detectives say the woman attached to her ex's car. Police believe the device was a GPS tracker, but haven't ruled out it being a bomb. The bomb!
What?
Rex Phillips called the cops. He said he and another woman had been at the Jackson County Courthouse getting a protection order against his crazy 32-year-old ex. He said he exited the elevator onto the 8th floor of the parking garage. He saw her crawling out from underneath his 08 Taurus.
Well, see, he wasn't cheating on her. They had broken up, and
she was just crazy. But if you were cheating, you would want to get a bug detector.
Sure.
Bitches be crazy these days, and they got tech that will tell on you. Your tech will tell on you. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm friends with my girlfriend on Google Latitude. Hey, where was she doing right now? Huh. Why is she there? That's weird. Huh.
Just turn the GPS off.
I'll track you still.
Like, what are you
I'll triangulate cell towers. I don't give a fuck.
You always know where I'm at. I'm either at work or home.
Or here.
Or here. Which is basically home.
Right. But right. I mean, for like other people that get cheated on.
Oh.
Ryan.
Don't cheat on me.
Whoa. Don't cheat on me. He's going to come over Friday.
Is he? That message was kind of scary.
We're going to put that bitch on blast.
Did you get that explained about?
No. Yeah.
Did he explain that to you?
Yeah, it's exactly what I thought.
He got cheated on?
No, well, he knew that. Hey, we'll talk about this Friday. I'm very excited. I've been trying to get him on the show to talk about this since it happened.
Awesome.
And he's finally ready to, I think.
So don't ever cheat on me, okay? And I won't cheat on you.
MDS says Jamhole fans give hand jobs.
Yeah, they do.
They do. They definitely do. Thank you. So Phillips told the cops that a car dealer had found an 08 GPS device on his vehicle, and he believed his bitch ex was responsible. He said he feared that she had done the same thing again just on Tuesday now, and peered under his vehicle inside the garage to see, quote, he stated he observed a black device attached to the rear bumper. An officer also saw a black plastic device about 8 inches long, 3 inches wide. It's like an iPhone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Attached to the inside portion of the rear bumper. Officers then attempted to reach her and her ex-husband, who she said had left the area with. The ex-husband told police that she wanted to put a black box on his car, but the ex-husband said he thought she was joking. When they reached her, he said the device wasn't a bomb, but wouldn't say what it was. It's not a bomb, per se.
But it's something else.
But I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is.
Right.
But it's not a bomb.
No.
It's definitely not a bomb.
No. Right. Until I flip this switch.
Right.
Then it's a bomb.
Right. But right now, it's totally not.
Totally not.
Right. Andrea stated it was not a bomb, so she should not be in trouble, that it had been on Rex's vehicle for a while, and that it's not illegal to put a tracking device on someone's vehicle, so she didn't understand what the big deal was. The device was
you're
blown.
Being a stalker?
Right. You're crazy.
Fuck.
That's the big deal. The device was blown up, however, and the remaining parts are being processed. Do you think they blew it up on his car?
No.
I'd be so pissed.
Yeah.
You fucking bitch.
Buy me a new car, please.
Police believe it was a GPS tracking device, of course, but cannot officially rule out that it was not an IED. So, don't... That's crazy. I think that's kind of crazy you would be. If
what?
We, like, broke up for real.
What do you mean?
Like, if we broke up for real... Like, no more coming over doing the show 3 days a week still. Like, totally broke up. No contact whatsoever.
And broke up on bad terms?
Right, right. Like, you know.
You think I would be crazy?
I think that's... You would get to that level, I think. I believe...
Not... I wouldn't be psycho stalker crazy. But I'd probably kill you.
It would be an IED, not a GPS device.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would have secondary ones.
Right.
Everywhere.
Of course.
I'm like, well, if that one doesn't get him,
it like blows
the
you
house
up
will.
Into this one, which blows you into this one, which blows you. Right.
See, I wouldn't stalk you. You would never see me. I'd just kill you.
This is something here I could see you doing. Partying hard. Needing a ride home after? Fuck yeah. Better make sure your ride is really a taxi and not a cop car. Bah! This 19-year-old learned the hard way that it's a good idea to tell the difference. San Francisco.
So, what'd she do? Like,
on
get
Sunday,
into a cop car?
This dude named...
Take me home!
Raymond Ocon went to a party in San Carlos, needed a ride home. He went looking for what he apparently believed was a cab. Problem was, it was a marked Redwood City cop car with Officer Carmine Galata Jr. sitting inside. Not even an undercover. Like,
just
it was
totally
fully marked,
cop.
Lights on, probably. Like,
right.
Totally, this is a cop car. Hey, cabbie. Hey,
take me to this place.
Taxi! He's, like, standing right in front of it. Taxi! Hey, take me home. I'm done. That's so awesome. How would you not... Really,
I don't know, dude.
Fucked up.
How do you mistake black and white with yellow?
I've never done that. And I have been pretty fucked up. And
I've been pretty wasted.
I've never done that.
No.
I couldn't... I mean, I guess we don't have taxis here, but... I know the difference between a cop car and a fucking taxi cab, for sure. Galata, the officer...
I've done some dumb things. I've sat at a stop sign and waited for it to turn green.
The officer looked up to see Ocon looking into his vehicle with his face pressed up against the window glass. Hey! I need a ride home. The cop asked him if he needed anything, and Ocon responded that he needed a ride. Galata asked Ocon if he had anything illegal on him, and he said yes. I mean, no. He totally said yes, paused, and then said no.
What a dumbass.
Fuck yeah,
serious?
Dude. The officer got out of his car, asked Ocon for permission to search him. He said yes, and then no. I take that back. He agreed. Galata found a twist of cocaine.
Cocaine.
In his pocket and arrested him on suspicion of possession of a controlled substance. That substance being...
Cocaine!
Absolutely. Thank you very much. So... South Padre Island. Child endangerment.
Island.
Police arrested two local women Saturday night on charges of child endangerment after a child was made to blow into their car's breathalyzer so that it would start. Mommy, come here, you little bastard. Mommy's
blowing this.
Come here, start mommy's car.
Like, I used to have a friend that had one of those down in Florida, and I would blow in it for her before she left.
That is so not the right thing to make your 10-year-old child do.
Well, right. I wasn't 10, but, you know.
Right. Like, there's probably a good reason that's on there, because you've gotten DUIs, and that's something that we do not condone. You know, we talk a lot of shit about a lot of shit, but I am not down with drinking and driving.
Yeah, no, that's not too cool.
Not cool at all.
I mean, I'll drive buzzed.
Well, you know, I mean,
you know,
smoke a doob, but I'm not impaired. Clearly, I know fools out there rolling around, no license, no insurance, probably four Deweys. Clearly
impaired.
I smoke weed every day and drive, and I have zero Deweys. So, don't do that. She was 28 years old, of course, and her 31-year-old friend, they were arrested on Saturday after an island resident called the cops to report two suspicious people in a parked car outside his home, an arrest report states. Probably, like, it looked weird, right? Because the little kid's, like, right here with his
head. Yeah.
You know, like, that's a weird... it's not what it looks like.
No, it looks like...
Officers found a two-week-old baby, two 10-year-olds, one 4-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Bleh.
How many kids are you having?
Too many.
Stop it! Along with the two women and open containers of booze.
Yay. No.
A police report notes, let it be noted for the court, that both women were intoxicated and had, quote, lost all use of their mental and physical faculties and were, quote, a danger to themselves and others. Police did not state the women's relationship to the five children with them inside the car. This is my gang of midgets. They're not babies.
Right.
They're midgets. So back off. The police report states that the women made one of the children blow into the vehicle's breathalyzer in order to operate her car. Both women are going to jail. Public intox and child endangerment. $50,000 each! That's so much money.
That sucks for you.
That sucks for you. Fuck yeah. All right. Are you ready for the meat and potatoes?
I am so ready for some meat and motherfucking potatoes, plus some country style gravy.
Five kittens were found hanged outside shopping center on Tuesday.
Wow, I wasn't ready for that.
Boom.
Wow. Why would you do that to me? That's not country style gravy. Okay.
Domo.
Five kittens
hanging.
Not cats, but
just
kittens?
Just chilling, hanging out.
Kittens.
Sad kittens.
Oh, my God.
They were found by a caretaker at West Hill Shopping Center. This is in...
What?
I have no idea. Scotland, I'm going to say. Somewhere. Scotland.
Okay.
This is in Scotland.
Who would hang Scottish. Kittens? Why would you do
I
that?
I hate kittens.
I hate you.
I hate you,
I'm
kittens.
I'm going to hang you.
I hate you, kittens.
The fuck are you doing? The fuck, dude?
I hate you, kittens. It is understood three of the animals were found behind the Chalmers Bakery shop, and two were by a nearby gate. Employees at the center are said to be horrified, shocked, and sickened by the incident. The cops confirm the officers are investigating and appealing for witnesses. Our officers are making inquiries and will be liaising with the SSPCA. Our inquiries are at an early stage. They don't know shit. At all. If you're Scottish and you know who did this, you call 03000999999. You guys have some effed up phone numbers.
Well.
Effed up phone numbers. They probably think ours is effed up too.
So did they find the guy who hung the kittens?
A negative ghost writer. God damn it. They don't know shit.
They should kill those
people. Just chilling. Could you imagine going to work in the morning, like just maybe not having the greatest day because you work at a fucking mall? And that sucks. And you, like, just, you park and you're walking and you just look up because a little something's wet dripping on your forehead. And you're like, what was that? Oh, it's blood. Oh, sad kittens totally just swaying in the wind.
Dude, if I saw that, hey. I would seriously break down and fucking cry.
Kitten wind chimes. That's sad.
I would seriously break down and fucking
okay,
cry.
Okay, so I have, I'm going to need you to tell me what is more sad, okay? That, or a drunken man who brought home two blood-soaked kittens.
What is up with the dead kitty story?
He told his roommate he was going to have them for dinner. He's 44 years old, Francis McGinley. He told his roommate he'd run over the four-week-old kittens with his truck.
Oh my God, they're only 4 weeks old!
Quote, so I could eat them for dinner.
I hate you and hope you die.
He then brought the kittens, one black and one white, because we wouldn't want to be racist, inside of the house and placed them in the bathtub. Quote, I don't know if the intent was to clean them up so he could eat them, but at that point his roommate called the cops.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, roommate.
Very much.
Thank you.
Wow.
The kittens, believed to be siblings, brother and sister, were taken to a vet where emergency techs bestowed them with the names Karma for the black male kitten and Nirvana for the white female kitten. Should have named them Lunch and Dinner.
I used to have three pigs.
A la carte and a la mode. What?
When we used to hog hunt and stuff down south, we trapped three pigs in one trap, and they were little, and we raised them to get bigger, and we named them to breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, totally. We really did. And they were sweet, and they liked us. And
Burger says MDS is sending in the dead kitten stories. No, actually, I just found these.
Burger used to send all the crazy dead kitten stuff, you little fucker.
Right.
He did. On Stumble, I would, like, go stumbling. Burger stumbled you this, and it'd be, like, a cat in a blender, and I'd want to cry.
Yeah, right. Like, the one hanging
I'm
on
like,
her
thanks
wall.
For that, buddy. I hate you. Why?
So, the lady doubts that McGinley actually ran them over with his truck, because it's unlikely they would have survived that, of course. They took the kittens to the vet, said he was told they had been squeezed. These barbaric acts that people do today, he said. It's like animals are a disposable commodity. Amen, man. Amen. God, we're all just so disposable nowadays. Disposable. Disposable incomes. Little disposable friends.
Disposable teens.
Disposable relationships. And disposable cameras. And McGinley was charged with cruelty to animals, public drunkenness, and other related charges. Pretty sweet.
No, not really.
No? Not really?
Not really.
Not really?
No.
Okay, well, what about dogs? What do you think about dogs?
Whatever.
Farmington here.
I don't like it when
New Mexico.
They do mean things to puppies.
Okay, well, you'll like this.
Okay.
A district judge on Monday sentenced the man who severed a dog's head with a chainsaw to 8 years in prison. Ow.
Oh.
Teddy Sexton, 32, pled guilty to fourth-degree extreme cruelty to animal. New extreme!
Extreme!
There's new and improved, and it's extreme! Which carries a sentence of up to 18 months in jail, new and improved jail. It's extreme. But because of Sexton's prior criminal history, he faced up to 15 years, 8 of which were mandatory. Because, you know, we wouldn't actually make you do all 15, I mean. Quote, I tried to slice its throat and that didn't work. I did the one thing I shouldn't have and severed the head with a chainsaw. So...
That's gotta be really messy.
You think so? That would totally fling... It would fling blood at you, for sure.
Well, yeah.
And probably chunks of stuff. That's gross.
Like dog.
Right. Chunks of dog.
Right.
Sheriff's
Deputy... You know, I've done that with the
boar.
Of
course you have. Of course you have.
No, with the boar after
nuts.
We get done cleaning... No. After
Did you take a chainsaw to its nuts?
Shut up!
It's nuts.
After we get done cleaning it and everything, at the end of the night, me and my dad, we wanted to split it with our friend Gary. So we were going to take a hacksaw to it, but the hacksaw wasn't strong enough to cut straight down the spine.
Right.
So we cranked up a chainsaw and just went
out. Nice.
And it worked.
Nice.
It was cool. But yeah, it did fling like pieces of bone
everywhere,
and shit.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
You could poke your fucking eye out like that. So, sheriff's deputies on September 23rd arrested Sexton and Corey Bowen, 31, for a September 18th incident in which they attempted to cut the throat of a pit bull named Thor with a kitchen knife after it bit a 9-year-old girl during a barbecue. Now, is that okay?
What?
Depending on how bad it bit the girl, I'd say, yeah, maybe you should put the dog down. I don't know about with a kitchen knife, like, just shoot it in the fucking head and be done.
Yeah. I mean...
When the knife didn't work, of course, he grabbed a nearby chainsaw and cut the throat of the dog.
Maybe question the owner as to why your dog's nuts.
He told the cops he used the knife and chainsaw because he, quote, is not allowed the right to a gun. His previous...
Why? Because you have fucking craziness?
Because I got felonies, son. That's why. Don't
worry
about it.
Why? Because you've been charged with animal cruelty or anything before?
Yeah, don't
know?
Worry about it. It's fine. His previous criminal history includes possession of... What do you think?
Cocaine.
Ooh, meth.
I was close.
Ooh, meth. Fucking methamphetamine, distribution of some weed, and false imprisonment. That's like kidnapping. Well, I guess kidnapping is kidnapping. What's false imprisonment? Where's the line between... Is that like if somebody's already at your place and you don't let them leave as opposed to you going somewhere and taking somebody and then not letting them leave?
I don't know, dude.
Where is the line? Because I want to walk it. Jesus. Fuck. He told the cops he killed the dog because it bit a child. I think that's okay then. Bowen also faces fourth-degree felony extreme.
Wow.
Cruelty to animals. Quote, I think the important point in his allocation is he specifically said what he did and at no time mentioned what Corey did. He had his finger in the dog's butt, meanwhile. Attorney said, quote, once the evidence is known, excuse my face, it will prove my client's innocence. Deputies initially responded to the residence on September 18th after a neighbor complained about what appeared to be several dogs fighting with a large ring of Hispanic/African-American gentlemen holding like $50 bills in their hand going, like betting on who's going to win. Sexton's family members deny the children witnessed the incident. They said they're 4 days later, they were notified about several young children suffering from nightmares stemming from the incident. That's crazy. So, sheriff's deputies determined that Thor, the dog, had previously bit a 7-year-old boy in the leg and on the day of the incident nipped a girl in the neck. That is unacceptable. Apparently, the girl played with the dog ever since it was a puppy. The girl had a small bruise on her neck and small puncture under her chin and rabies. Neither bite was reported, and they were not taken to the hospital. This is cool. Thor, for the past year, was chained to a trailer, of course, with heavy logging chains secured with a padlock. They said Thor was chained continuously after his sister gave him the dog. I can't take care of this dog. Will you take it? He's new extreme. Extreme pit bull.
God, dude.
All right.
So extreme.
From extreme pit bulls to totally wasted kangaroos. This is awesome.
Wasted kangaroos.
Australia, where they know how to party. Detectives question a circus owner today about allegations.
Stop it.
Wallaby
Stop
died it. Died after being piled with Stop ecstasy.
It. Stop it.
And a drink at a birthday disco. It's my birthday disco. Are you ready for birthday disco? Dude.
You're not having a birthday disco.
Birthday disco. I'm having it right now.
You can't even disco. You can't even dance.
I'm doing it right now.
That's
look at
not,
me.
Oh, disco. God.
You just have to point. That's disco. You point. Pointing at stuff.
No.
Birthday no. disco. Detectives questioned a circus owner about allegations that a wallaby died. Uh-oh. After being wasted with ecstasy and drink. Right. At birthday disco, the marsupial was let loose among more than 150 dancing crazy people at the Clarion Hotel in West Dublin. This is Ireland. They were Australians. They let Jesus, the kangaroo dude. Go to the theme tune of Australian television show Skippy the Bush Kangaroo.
Why would you do that?
Have
to
you
a
ever
kangaroo?
Seen Skippy?
No.
I've eaten Skippy.
Peanut butter.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking A.
Good stuff. Outraged animal welfare campaigners sparked an official Garda investigation when they passed on complaints about the alleged mistreatment of the kangaroo. Alexander Scholl, owner of Australian
Stop
Super...
Stop with the awkward silences.
I like them.
Okay.
Collecting my thoughts.
Okay.
So that I may phrase intellectually
like you do, like,
my words.
Weird pauses like that.
I'm going to speak with you now. Like that? So the owner of the Australian Super Circus, Sydney, sighted 500 meters away from the hotel, told the cops he had two wallabies, Skippy and Sydney, but rubbished claims either of them was used in the incident. Quote, they think it was one of my wallabies, but it definitely was not. I would never lend them out to a nightclub with all the noisy music. I love my wallabies. Someone told them the wallaby was given an ecstasy test.
What?
Can you imagine a wallaby on ecstasy, dude? Rolling, just like, give me a back rub, bro. Everything feels, hey, get in my pouch. Feels
get
so
good.
Get in my pouch, dude. Feels so good.
Fuck,
give me a back rub.
Yeah.
You get in my pouch and let's bounce.
Let's bounce.
Oh, dude, just bounce. It feels so good.
How big? Wallabies,
okay,
wallabies are kind of small, right? How big
get
are
in my
they?
Pouch. Do they have pouches? Do wallabies have pouches?
Well, fuck. Yeah. It's a marsupial, dude.
Lame.
It's like Rocco from Rocco's Modern Life.
Yes.
He was a wallaby.
He was. He didn't have a pouch.
He had a pouch.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't know. He had a shirt.
Under his
he had
shirt.
A blue shirt. And a dog named Spunky.
Spunky!
Spunky? That was a great show.
I like
show.
Heifer.
I
that
have
was
all
a hoot!
I have all those episodes.
That was my dad's like favorite cartoon ever.
Officers launched an inquiry after complaints were passed on from witness at the 30th birthday celebrations and others who saw a video uploaded to...
YouTube.
Facebook.
Oh,
harness,
damn it!
Harness the power of the book. Of
okay,
course.
I will.
Entitled... Wallaby Rolling on Ecstasy.
I have embraced...
Hotel manager Garrett Marion and said a duty manager became suspicious when he noticed a commotion around the dance floor in a hired function room around 11 p.m. He became suspicious when he saw a wallaby on ecstasy. By the time he got down through the crowd, the animal and the box were gone. We had no idea where it came from or how it got in of, or out of the hotel. The whole thing was all a bit upsetting. So,
well, I mean... I don't know. I don't know if I could... That'd be weird to watch.
They were told after the party the animal had died. That is only alleged, but the most important thing for us to find out where the animal is and if it's okay. It's probably fucking sleeping it off, dude. E-hangovers? No fun. Definitely no fun. Unless you got weed, then it's a little better, but still no fun. This lady from the ERSPCA or whatever, she said that kangaroos and wallabies needed very specialized care.
Yeah, not like ecstasy.
They would have been right. As opposed to loud music, dancing, flashing lights, of course, and
right.
E.
Right.
Could you imagine that?
Yes.
Just hopping, just
just hopping around on some E.
Oh, get in my pouch. All
next
of
time
you.
I get high on E, I'm going to think I'm a wallaby.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm a wallaby.
I'm a wallaby.
Get in my pouch. I can't even. What, how do they do? I don't even know that
accent. Crikey.
Crikey. Right. Yeah.
And last story before we get out of here. This is kind of fucked up. Actually, do we even have time to get into this? Because what's the time?
104.
Mmm.
Hey, what episode is this?
413.
Fucking Christ.
I know, right?
413 episodes of this crap. All right,
well, we'll just breeze through this real quick. So basically what it comes down to is there was this Air Force officer who led this crazy sexual secret life as a sexual predator. But he was like, you know, trained like Air Force shit.
Okay.
So totally crazy. He led a secret life that saw him steal hundreds of pieces of underwear from bedrooms of girls as young as 12 during break-ins throughout Ottawa, an Ottawa suburb of Orleans and Tweed, Ontario, where he and his wife had homes. He's going to be sentenced for life.
For life.
With life.
Life.
With no possibility of parole for at least 25 years. He pled guilty of 2 counts of murder, 2 of forcible confinement and sexual assault, and 82 counts of B and E.
Yay!
47-year-old commander of Canadian Forces Base Trenton, Canada's largest Air Force base, murdered Jessica Lloyd, 27, of Belleville, and Marie-France Comeau, 37, a flight attendant under his command. Circumstances surrounding the murders will be dealt with later.
Stewardess, by the way.
Later, in one of the thousands of sexually explicit photos he took to meticulously catalog his crimes, he photographed himself with the pants of his military uniform at his knees, exposing a pair of pretty pink panties.
You okay?
Air Force Commander?
Uh-huh.
Pink panties.
Sweet.
Just saying.
That's got to be embarrassing.
The majority for the Air Force? Yeah, probably.
Yes,
the majority of the pictures presented in evidence Monday were far more explicit. During almost every break-in, he photographed himself cavorting around women's bedrooms, wearing only bras and panties. In all one right. image, he is seen with panties wrapped around his face. Many of the self-portraits featured him with underwear hanging from his erect penis or lying naked in the beds of his victims, masturbating into the underwear. Can you imagine this guy's...
That sounds... I'd love to see that.
Are though. Those pink panties hanging from your weird erect penis yes, while you have your
sir.
Military jacket on?
Absolutely.
Fucking
what else
shore
do you think
leave?
Could be?
Venture Brothers, Shore Leave. Is
wait.
That his name? Shore Leave? The gay
remember.
One?
The gay one.
You gotta watch the new Venture Brothers episode. It's a classic.
Oh, the so guy good. From Sphinx?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
yeah.
guy.
Sphinx!
I love so that awesome. Guy. He's like, still gay.
Yep. The images stored on his computer, along with records of all his crimes, were found in William's Ottawa home shortly after he was arrested in February, following a roadside check by police looking to match specific tire treads. He got busted. Williams told police that he broke into homes of good-looking girls and women when he knew the houses would be empty, but preferred women in their late teens to early 30s. I'm down with that. Despite his claim, in 18 of his break-ins, women under 18, some as young as 12, were the residents targeted. He stole underwear from 25 homes near the home he shared. Don't shit where you eat.
Yeah.
Don't steal panties
go
in your
like
neighborhood.
Two towns over, okay?
That's your neighborhood, dude. Can't do that. You're going to get in trouble. Like
they're gonna
did.
Be like, "Hey, man, what are you doing over here?"
Yeah, he shared the home in Orleans with his wife, and from 23 homes in the area of their second home in Tweed, where Williams usually lived alone during weekdays. He broke into some of the homes several times, but of his 48 victims, only 17 reported break-ins to the police before he was arrested.
Huh.
They didn't even know.
No, they're like, "What? Hey, where are my other pair
of
underwear
go? Where do all my panties keep going? Yeah. This is so weird.
My dryer must keep eating them.
Damn underwear gnomes." Fuck. Well, according to prosecutors, the homeowners either didn't realize they had been broken into or they couldn't determine that anything had been stolen from their homes. In many cases, there were electronics, jewelry, and other valuables in several of the houses, but Williams took only panties, bras, and other items of intimate clothing. Do you think he stole dildos?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck
yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck
Where
yeah,
do women
dude.
Keep their dildos? In the underwear drawer.
Duh.
And if he's in that drawer, duh, he's taking the dildo.
Duh. Duh, duh. Fucking duh, dude. He left the message, "Merci," on the desktops of computers in the bedrooms of two young women and began photographing personal items such as family portraits and personal banking info. Ooh. Thank you. That's French for thank you. I stole your shit. Thank you. After breaking into an Orleans home in June last year, he stole an array of underwear, bathing suits, and dresses from the homeowner's daughter. And during a 2.5-hour stay at the house, posed for himself in pink top and panties. In a bizarre turn of events, the highly educated Williams wrote a note to the girl in the voice of a young man. The note was never sent to the girl. "Beautiful," he wrote. "I'm sorry I took these," her underwear, "because I am sentimental, too. Don't worry. I didn't mess with them. I've only been, you know, jerking off and stuff. I've been doing this for a while, but I'm going to stop because my mom will fucking kill me if I get caught. I started this with a chick I knew from high school called, name omitted, who right. lives down the road from you. I thought it would be cool to have some of her undies. No big deal. Yeah. It seems right I should finish with a special chick like you. If you decide to call the cops, I'll fucking kill you. No, tell them I'm sorry for the trouble and they won't hear from me again." Now, here spelled H-E-R-E. That's weird, Air Force Commander. "Now that I know all about you, I think it might be cool to meet you." IRL. "Maybe younger guys don't turn you on, but I think we could be good together." The note is replete with vulgar references and ends with a detailed list of the break-ins he had committed up to that point. Williams saved a screenshot from the girl's Facebook page and buried the note in his complex computer filing system. As his break-in enters became more frequent and more brazen, he also monitored and downloaded references to his crimes on the Ottawa police website and in an Orleans community paper. He was, like, totally keeping track of himself. That is so weird. In the later incident, he stalked a 14-year-old, waited outside of her house for her to come home. While waiting, he stripped naked and began
jerking it off.
Jerk it off. In a note police also found on his computer, he wrote, "I watched her lie down and within 10 minutes turn out the light. Unfortunately, I didn't catch her changing. Maybe tomorrow night in
bed. I'll be back.
16 days later, he broke into the house and raped her. No.
Yay!
Oh, yeah, he did. Okay. And her mother. He broke into the house of a young mother and sexually assaulted her, leaving only after he had taken photos of her and various forced poses and stolen a collection of her underwear. That's kind of hot. Forced photos. Fuck yeah. I'm getting hard right now just reading this.
Fucking pose for me, bitch.
Who's
click,
hard?
Click, click.
E. Williams, an accomplished pilot who once flew prime ministers on official trips, broke into one Tweed home on 9 separate occasions. On the 6th break-in, he stood outside for a half hour watching a young woman inside go into the shower. Then, stripped naked, broke into the home, stole her black thong, leaving before she got out of the shower. Quote, "I entered the house naked just after she got into the shower. Very tempting
dude.
To take her panties, her bra from the bathroom. decided
do you
it start,
I have a good picture of you in the laundromat from
obvious.
Way back in the day, and you were like sniffing my panties.
Fuck yeah. I still
this.
Do. I have like three pairs.
Hey.
decided it would be entirely obvious that someone was in the house while she was in the shower. Took panties from panty drawer instead. After his arrest, he told the cops that at this point, his behavior was escalating and he wanted to take more risks. That's so amazing.
Of course he did.
Throughout Monday's court hearing, a pale-looking Williams stared at the floor, looking occasionally at the screen at the images of himself in women's underwear. Because you know they posted that shit all up on the fucking screens for everyone to see. So, all right, well, bravo, dude.
Bravo.
Bravo.
Fucking get those panties.
Weird Canadians. Fuck.
Canada.
Anything else before we get the F.O.?
No, I think I'm pretty... Oh, look at the kitty. She was so cute. She just hugged her face.
All right, well, thank you again for joining
thank
us.
You.
Episode 413. Fuck.
That's a lot of episodes.
Email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where our shit's at. Server bills due again if anyone wants to help a brother out with that. Thejamhole.com/donate. I would really appreciate it. So, leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and all that shit. And, we'll see y'all Friday.
Yep.
Check out the mixtape. I'm really proud of this. Thejamhole.com/music. Download that shit. 13 tracks. Hip hop free. Me and Lyrical. Yeah. It's good shit. So, we'll see you Friday. Peace.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.